Hello.
Hi.
My name is Dina Schottenkirk, and thank you for coming to Talk Popsy. And we're here in Prague, and your name is?
Alicia.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So it was, you know, you walked by the gallery, you saw the sign, you came in.
Yes.
This is great. This is great. All right, so let me tell you a little bit about the project, right?
Yes.
So this is what we've been doing for several years, and this is both an art and philosophy project. And so I kind of, like our little sign says, I sort of start with my thoughts about something, and I do that both with artwork and with publications. But then it struck me many years ago that really both art and philosophy are just about conversations.
Yes.
And a lot of times we don't focus on that part, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a way to focus on that part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we hold conversations, and various philosophers do it. So we kind of go out in the world, it's very topic driven. So this is our third topic, right, about art, and art is cognition. And so we go out in the world and we ask people, so what do you think about art? And so I'll ask you, so what does art do for you? What do you care about? What do you do?
It is very important for me because also in Poland we have many like Nobel literatures.
Oh yeah, literature is super important in Poland.
Yeah. Also in every city, but especially in Kraków, you see this art, this influence, even in cafeteria, in cafe, you know, you go, you encounter this art, like paintings everywhere, and music, and Chopin, you know, it's very,
Chopin, of course, yeah.
You have this in your soul, in your blood. But for me, art is I would say it's my daily bread because I'm also into cinematography. I'm interested into the movies.
Oh.
And I also do photographs, maybe not so professional.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to do my best. But I think art is very important in our life, and this is feeding us, actually. And
feeding us. Okay, yeah. So, you know, there's two different perspectives here that you've given. The first one was how you receive it as a viewer, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you have a little understanding of what it's like to make it, right? But can you talk about what it means to receive it as a viewer? So what do you get out of it? You said it feeds you. In what way?
In what way? For example, when there was this situation with COVID and so on, the cinemas mm-hmm. were closed, you know, it's not the same to watch the movie at home, you know. When you go to the cinema, it's whole this atmosphere, whole this aura, you know, it's like giving you this, it's like it's something special special feeling, you know. And when it's feeding us, I mean, like it's giving us better thinking, better perspectives, you know.
Okay, can I stop you right there? Because I've got a couple threads going, right, that are interesting to me. All right, so the one thread, right, that I think you kind of abandoned, right, but I want to bring you back to it, was when the difference between going to the cinema mm-hmm. in a group situation, you didn't use the word group, right? So I wasn't sure if it was the other people in the cinema or the largeness of the screen.
Like the largeness, but also here in Czech Republic, when you go to the cinema, it's some kind of an old cinema. It's not this multiplex cinema, but rather like studio cinema. And it's also very in the meaning of architecture, you know, you got this sense, like, for example, in Greece, you know, like in the theater, this kind of cinema.
Ah, yeah, because I had several people tell me during COVID, right, that they missed so much going to the theater. They weren't talking about movies, they were talking about plays, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were talking about what was so sad for them seeing it on the TV at home was that they didn't have the responses of the other people around them.
Also, yeah.
Right, and how important they realized experiencing it in a group was. And that was to me, and I thought that's the direction you were going, but no.
No, but for me, it's like a little percentage of the people, but for me, it's the general atmosphere in the cinema.
Which to you is architectural.
Architectural, but also it's all this aura in the cinema.
The aura.
Yeah.
All right, so let me give this back to you, and you tell me if I'm right, right? So it seems to me that what you like about going to the cinema is sort of the almost the majesty, if that's the right word.
Exactly.
Is that the right word? Yeah. So the
ritual. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a bigger than life kind of experience,
yes,
right? Because
yes.
of the majesty, but that the architecture adds to that.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, so you're going in and you're being almost told, all right, now we're going into a heightened experience,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
And that when you just watch it on your laptop at home,
it's nothing.
There's
it's
nothing
just,
about
you know,
that.
It's nothing. It's like breakfast, you know, I would say.
Yeah.
And not breakfast in some nice cafe, you know.
So what's really the difference between those two things? Like, what's the majesty giving you? How does that feed you? To go back to that one.
I think that this is exactly the art, you know. It's like this little spark, you know, that is within, you know, in all this ritual, like you buy this ticket, you go inside, you know, all this ritual, but this is actually the art. I would like to say, you know, you may create the art on your own, but I think places make better art.
Ah, okay. I'm gonna give that back to you. And this is or something. All right. That's interesting. So it's not the art only. That's not the only constituent, the thing that's made is not the only constituent of the art experience.
Exactly.
A lot of what the art experience is are these institutionalized procedures. Rituals was the word that you used, right? But these procedures, right? That I come into this space, that I'm being told that it's a special space, right? And in that way, it's like religion, right?
Exactly.
You know, you go into this thing with the expectation that you're going to be transformed. And what makes you transformed a lot is the architecture and the ritual of the experience itself and not just the artwork.
Exactly.
Oh, that's kind of, that's really interesting, right?
It's about this transformation, how it becomes art. It's not just like pure meaning. It's just like this.
In the art itself.
Yes.
It's in the context of the presentation, which is the institutions that support it.
Yeah. And how they will support it, you know? Like, I can go to any cinema, but, you know, how they present it, how they wrap it, you know? It's like a gift wrapped in nice.
Huh. That's so... If we want to understand how art affects us, right... We have to almost do a larger sort of sociological analysis, right?
Yes, also, and also what you told me, like some people need this like group, like socializing, you know, that is also important, you know, because when I'm sitting alone at home, you know, many people may like perceive movie on the other way, you know, and we need to somehow exchange it.
All right, exactly, right. So I can't imagine going to museums and being the only person in the whole museum every time I went there, right? I would not really understand what I saw, right? It's very important to go to a museum, I think, with somebody else and to go, well, what do you think? But this is what we do. Well, what do you think, right? And it's that conversation that you have that then informs your perspective, sort of changes your mind, makes you say, no, that's not right. I think this, right?
Exactly. Or some people may even cry, you know, it will be so affective. Some museums in Krakow are like this, you know, some people cry after going out, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of times, you know, I've had this experience, right? When other people are laughing, I suddenly realize, oh yeah, that's funny. And I might not have realized it on my own, right?
Yeah.
It was sort of like listening to other people or having the whole place go, oh, right? That it allows you to join, because we're social animals, right? We do what people around us do.
Exactly. And you know? What did this whole situation back then, like, as you said, we're social animals and we're like, we were desocialized. And I...
Oh, during COVID, we
were
desocialized.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And it had a lot of effect on us. And now more people are like more... close in themselves.
I think that's really true. I think the world has been changed and not for the better.
Mm.
You know, I don't know if we're going to come out the other end and remember how to talk to other people, you know, or I've just noticed that navigating in public places, it's like, I feel like I'm with a bunch of robots half the time, you know, like, you know, people have forgotten how to do basic things. I think that's true. But that's really interesting what you're all right, so I'm going to give it to you again because I've never heard this idea before. And I think you're 100% right. So I'm going to give it to you in a slightly different format. And you tell me if you think I've got it, right? So when we say art,
yes,
what is art? We make a mistake because we think that what we're talking about is the product itself. Mm-hmm. But really what we should be talking about is almost like a two-pronged thing, which is the product and the institutional presentation of the product, which it's through the institutional presentation of the product that allows us to function as the social animals that we really are in order to understand the meaning that's inherent in the art.
Yes, yes, of course. This, I think also how you present it, you know, like... you can go to museum and you can be bored, you know, and you can get nothing, no lesson, because I also think from every, like you said, like art is a product, but you need to get some lesson, you know, we need to learn, you know, this is what feeds us. I also meant this by learning, you know, like by feeding us, we need to learn from that, because art is a higher structure, I would say.
A higher structure.
Yeah. It's nothing, something common, you know.
Tell me what you think about that, a higher structure.
It's something like, you know, it can, for example, it can be flower in the pot, but when I start photograph it can be something extraordinary. Mm-hmm. This is art. This is something higher, like I perceive something higher.
So that's the many people would say that was sort of the the lesson that art got at the beginning with Duchamp, right, in the beginning of the 20th century, right, where you can take a shovel and then you can take it out of that context and put it in another context and it means something entirely differently, right? Is that kind of what you're thinking? So it's taking something out of one environment and putting it into another, and now the context is going to...
Also, yeah. Putting in another context.
But you didn't mean that. You meant the way one looks at it.
Also, it's, I would say it's very complex.
Yeah, it is very complex. I think that's exactly right, yeah.
But also this institutional thing, you know, it's like we have a product, you know, but you need like... I'm not sure how to say it, but some topics need like appropriate, adequate wrapping, you know, it's like...
Yeah, it's got to be contextualized, I think that's right, you know, in order to be processed to other people. You know, that's all super interesting. So can we just... here at the end of this, can we sort of round back to the beginning,
yes,
right? And you could talk about what you said at the very beginning about how it feeding you, right? So it fed you during COVID or failed to feed you.
Failed to feed you during
COVID, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So, so now, right, now that we're kind of post-COVID or that we don't care anymore about COVID or whatever we are, right? So are you going back to being fed?
Yes, and now I guess after this break, I feel more fed, like I see more details, you know, in the art. Also when I'm going to the city center, I feel this small things which can be called art, you know. But about feeding, you know, after it's my personal opinion. After you go, I don't know, to museum, or you find some really great art or paintings, you need to I have this feeling always, like something changes in my soul, you know, this feeling. It's a little bit hard to describe, but you have this like fulfillment in, not in your heart, but rather in your soul, you know, that you experience something higher. Do you have
two thoughts about that. One, it reminded me, it brought to mind something of a recent conversation that I had with a boy. We don't normally have teenagers come in and have conversations, but I did recently.
Okay.
And he said the most fascinating thing, he was talking about how much he loved Jackson Pollock paintings, and he said that when he looked at them, he felt noticed. Mm-hmm. And I said, you felt noticed or you noticed them? He said, no, I felt noticed.
Mm. That's something different.
That's something different, yeah. Right? And so I think he was talking about the same thing, you know, that he felt like it was both that, oh, someone else gets what I feel, right? But that it was also that he had felt transformed by feeling that that art connected to him, you know, and that there was a relationship and that he understood it. He felt kind of like validated, like noticed, like I exist, like a little more firmly planted ontologically in that way, right? And I think that kind of you're talking about the same thing, you know, that when you relate to something, right, you feel
with movies also, yeah, that it's me, or I feel also noticed, oh, it's like my situation from my life, or yeah, but
I is that guess, knowledge, is that the same thing as knowledge?
I guess yes, but this is the difference with the knowledge and art. This is like art is more sensitive, I would say.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, some people say, right, some people have said that when we look at art and experience art, we get knowledge about ourselves and about other people, right?
Right.
And they call that knowledge, right? So then you said it feeds your soul, right? But maybe that's other people's way of saying, now I know who I am.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So is it that too?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this has been wonderful. Do you want to add anything else to this?
I guess no. It's been my pleasure, and it was like
really good. It was fun, right?
It was really fun. Yeah.
Good. Thank you very much.
To have conversation on the same wave with somebody who will understand you, you know, because with not so many people you can have conversations like this. Some people don't understand it.
Well, I think people would, if they took the time. You know, we've just structured an institution, as you will.
Yeah.
Right, that's structured around taking the time to empathetically listen.
Yeah, this is also like some kind of institution, you know.
It is. And so, yeah, that is that. Yeah, you're right. Thank you very much. It was great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.